My father used to say, from bollocks we came. And that was it. Upon a confounding of expectations and his comment on humanity's basic character in four words. He was a frugal man. He'd never say less is more when he could simply say less and let ye figure out the rest on your own. I'm starting to think this entire feckin' era I'm living in now is trying to repudiate me father's frugality. More is the word people live by now. Which is not necessarily a bad thing if you're talking about more dogs or more attention to the damage being done to the earth in pursuit of ever more material comforts. But that's not, unfortunately, what I'm talking about. What I'm seeing is more waste, more pollution and consumption, and more people worrying about lines they've drawn on a map and who's on which side of those lines than the shared planet they're living on. More blindness to the basic fact that all creatures are part of Gaia, and if humans want more of the planet's finite resources, then that means less for other creatures. And that's the sort of behaviour that leads to the mass extinctions we're suffering now. What we truly need more of are druids. And I'm working on making that happen. But it's a long process. In the meantime, it's basically me and Granue looking after things. She's taken the Eastern Hemisphere because she's off training with some guy named Sun Wukong in Taiwan. And I've got the West. Xi'an, my old apprentice, can't shift planes anymore. So he's assigned himself the role of taking on long-term projects in a specific area. Right now he's trying to finish up healing Tasmanian devils, and then he's going to do something in Australia so he can keep on having flat whites for breakfast. What it all means is that elementals are coming to me now when they want help. And the planet's so cocked up of late that the cries for help are nearly constant. It's tough to get me teaching in sometimes. But luckily I have the Flagstaff pack pitching in with languages and the like, and all that I'm required to be present for is the instruction in Gaia's mysteries and the cultivation of headspaces. That allows me some brief windows of time in which I can visit a friend of mine in Peru. Her name is Slow-Mo, and she's a winsome lass, cute and kind and covered with bugs and constantly amazed by the wonder and beauty of Gaia. She's a delightful three-toed murder sloth. Together we fight environmental crime. I left me apprentices playing with their wolfhound puppies. Granuel had given the grove Orla's entire litter and shifted myself to the rainforest where Slow-Mo lived. Slow-Mo! I called out mentally as the humidity of the Amazon basin squeegeed itself around my skin. Are you awake? It's Owen.
What? Oh, hey, Ogan.
She calls me that, and I rather like it. The elementals picked up on it, in fact, and it pleases me to be called Oaken Druid now, instead of Avenging Druid. Where are ye? Can ye make some noise? Shout a word in Slothian, and then tell me what it means.
Abablamochno.
Her high-pitched voice called out from somewhere to my right. Her vocals were much higher than the mental voice I typically heard. Say that again.
Abablamochno.
She repeated, and I gave me a better bead on her location.